You are welcome to Ear on the Ground at www.theelephant.info.
First of all, just to mention that it is only one part of Eldoret. It is only Langas where this was even witnessed, where people are defying the curfew. Mostly, the reason why this happened is they depend on small businesses and they have got bills to pay. Yet we understand very well that their businesses usually boom in the evening. They usually go for businesses from around 4 up to 9 or 10. And most of the people that come from Langas, Mihao, the ones that you see, the hawkers who are hawking at night, they call them ora or something like that. So majority come after 7 when the kanjos are gone. And so with that, if they cannot work from 7 to 9 or 10 p.m., then they don't have anything. They need to pay their bills, they need to pay rent, they need to buy food. And majority of them, they're just residents from other areas, but they're looking for livelihood in this area. Most of the people from that region wanakwanga anti-government. Mm-hmm. And so they feel like this is a government thing. And to agree with what the government is saying, yo hawataki. And then something else, I had some people kuwanongea, the ignorance to some people. This corona thing, ini kitu ya watu wa ndege, sisi watu wa boda boda tunapata wapi, you see? So some of them, they still don't understand. They don't know how this thing works. Most of them, they're in informal employment. Metumba, Hawking, the boda boda guys, matatu conductors and drivers, they come from that region, that is Langas. And so that is their main source of income. And you find that the curfew really affects them. Most people will come from work in the evening. And so the transport business in a boom again in the evening. But with the curfew and working from home, majority of the people now are not leaving their homes. And with that, they depended that. So there is no way they are going to get another source of income. The mamambogas, the ones that sell the groceries, most of them used to open around 5, 6 p.m. because that is the time that most people would come from work and they buy the groceries on their way home. But as of now, as the way the situation is, they are not able because people are staying at home. And with their business, they are also staying at home. Those who are selling the second-hand clothes and shoes, they usually bring them to the streets of Eldoret in the evening. They do so because they don't have license to do the business, and so they will usually come when the county has carried the kanjos are not working in the evening. And with this curfew, then that means that nobody is allowed to be around town at that time. So for them, it is a nightmare. They don't have any other source of income. And for that reason, they will try to resist or to defy the curfew so that maybe the government can think otherwise. They don't have any other source of income. They're not able to pay rent. They come from outside this county. They just came here to look for livelihood. And for that reason, they will have to strive harder for them to get income. If we look at the boda-boda guys, most of them, they depended on transporting people in the evening or at night because Eldoret town is, you find that mostly the matatus will not operate past 10 p.m. Rarely will you find matatus operating after 10 p.m. And so that is when these boda-boda guys used to take advantage of. But with the situation right now, it becomes difficult for them. You see, there are other policies that have been brought forward. They used to maybe transport 2 people on a boda-boda, and that would mean that the people would share a cost and it would make it easier for them to get customers to transport. But as of now, it becomes a little bit more expensive even for those who want to use the boda-boda for transport. And so people will consider maybe other means, take a matatu or even trek or walk by foot. You find that most people, again, are not going to town. They also don't have many people who need their services. And so for the few that are there and the cost have gone up, few people are considering taking boda-bodas for transportation. The possibility of having a confrontation between the police and the wananchi, for that one, I'm not very sure about it. But if this continues with the anti-government thing with the wananchi, then because recently we witnessed the wananchi, they just want this thing of provoking the police because they were coming out and asking the police for the tear gas. That region, we have this particular community that maybe I won't mention, that people say that is what I had from the conversation
in town yesterday. I was in town yesterday. I was dropping and people were talking over this community. Just want to, they feel the government is usually not for them. Especially, they usually feel some resistance from the county government here. And again, they also feel like they're not part of the government. And so anything that the government says, anything that the government wants done, they feel like they need to resist for the government to feel that they also exist. That is what I heard from people's conversation in town yesterday.
So, I mean, one of the issues that was coming up before was the conversation about a BBI being held in Eldoret and the possibility of violence. How did that happen? I mean, I know it's before Corona, but how did people process that? What was building up there?
With that one, I am not very much informed about it. But maybe what I can say about that is the people in Eldoret, they were resisting, or rather they were not for the BBI. But then we also have this region that they are usually supporting the former prime minister. And so that brought some scuffles, as in for them, they wanted to have the rally here from the former prime minister. But the locals of this region, who are the majority, they didn't want to hear anything about the BBI because they feel that it is politics that is wasting their time, and they already know what they want. Maybe that is what I can say about BBI. One thing they believe is they are never going to leave the deputy president, come what may, and they have just sent some warnings to the president to tell him that he should remember that they are the ones who put him there. And so if he tries to do anything, then they also have got powers. I really can't tell what they can do, but what they say is that they also have got power and ability to do something.
So I'm thinking one of the other critical issues is if this shutdown, if the government goes into a lockdown, what are some of the major businesses that will be affected? Would you say Eldoret is a juakali town? Is it a farming town? Is it an agricultural town? And which one of these will take a big hit, and what would be the consequence? Would people go to the streets? Will they go and loot people's homes? Which industries, trade, will be most affected, and how will people most likely react?
Okay, yeah, Eldoret town is mostly an agricultural town, but then it happens that those who are dealing with agriculture, it is mainly on a few people who are dealing with serious agriculture, and these are the ones that can really be affected hard. But remember that also these people, they employ some other people who will come to work on their farm. If it comes to a lockdown, agriculture will be hard hit because remember that this is April planting season in this region. Then it will mean that with the restriction of people, I don't know if the government will do something about that. But if not, then it will mean people will not go to the farms, people will not plant, and that will have an implication in the future in that food in the region and also some parts of the country that depend on food that comes from this region will be affected. Again, I think, the juakali sector can also, it will be affected because if people will not go out, then how will they feed their families? How will they pay rent? And with that, I don't think people will be patient enough to stay in the houses without food. They will be forced to go out and try to look for means to survive. Like of now, just a curfew, even in the region that I am staying, we've already seen thieves have already started breaking into people's houses. In the past 1 week, it has been reported that there is a group of around 15 men we are moving to houses from as early as 8 to 9 p.m., forcefully break in and get away with everything, whether you are in or not. So that means they feel like if they can't be allowed to go out and try to look for living, then they are forced to get out and get things forcefully from others. And that is a situation that I feel it can worsen if we go down to a lockdown and the government does not do anything in terms of maybe looking for a way in which people can get food, looking for a way in which people will be able to pay rent. If not pay rent, then the landlord is maybe to be patient with the tenants or something of the sort.
Yeah, I'm also thinking the issue of migration. You are seeing a lot of people move from the city to rural areas, or from rural areas to another rural areas, or from urban spaces to different urban spaces. Is this something affecting Eldoret, and how is it? Is it urban to rural, rural to rural, urban to urban? How are people moving around, and where exactly are they going from Eldoret town?
Yeah, it was witnessed, especially when the situation of Langas came out. You know, in Langas, there are people who are defying the curfew and there are people who are complying with it. So when that happened, people felt like the police, because it actually happened, the police went in to Langas and they were getting into people's houses and they were handling them in a very bad way. And so when that happened, the following day we had people who decided to move to the up country, that is from urban to rural. Still again, we are having very many people who are moving from the urban, that is from Eldoret, to their rural homes, for reasons being they are not sure of what might happen next. They feel like if we go into a total lockdown, then for the rural area, it can be a bit fair because someone can be able to go to their farm and get some foodstuffs direct from the farm and to the kitchen. But here, that we depend mostly from the small businesses that most of the people do here. So if you can't go out to do your business and earn something small for you to get a kilo of unga or sugar, then that means you won't be able to stay in the house without food. And for that reason, many people are scared and they're running away from Eldoret and moving to their rural homes.
All right. I think one last question. How does the food systems in Eldoret look like? Does Eldoret produce its own food or does it import food? And if it imports food, where does that food come from? And how does it get? Does it come from Kisii, Bomet, or does Eldoret produce its own food that is sold at the market? And how is that? Has that been affected by this move?
That is what we have. We have food that is produced here, Eldoret, but again, we have food that comes from other regions. Just recently, I was in the market and I was talking to this mama who was selling tomatoes. She was telling me that they were worried because now there is a time the county commissioner was moving around and telling people not to go to the market on the following day. All those business men and ladies who sell at the market, those who deal with the groceries and cereals, they were being advised to go back to the market. But for them, they were saying that that was not going to be possible because they usually camp in town. For them, receive the groceries, mostly tomatoes, vegetables, like cabbages, and potatoes, and etc. The lorries transport them and they get to the market as early as 2 to 3 a.m. She was telling me that they usually camp there up to around 2 or 3 a.m. They sleep in the streets waiting for the produce. But with the directive that the county commissioner was giving, then she felt like now it was going to be difficult. It meant that the lorries that you're transporting the food, they won't be allowed to get it in town, or maybe if they came, then there will be no people to buy the food.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to get these insights from you being on the ground in Eldoret and just to be able to make sense of what's happening on the ground.